True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, no, ain't no extra juice. It's just another team on the schedule that, you know, just so happened to be playing the Pittsburgh Steelers.
How do you keep it from not being anything
else? Knowing that it isn't anything more than another football game, and we got to go out there and do everything that we can to try to win.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It'll be sun-kissed skies in Pittsburgh for the home opener, Steelers and Seahawks. Temperatures in the low 80s. Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Now, DK Metcalf has a revenge game on Sunday, but it's definitely, it's nothing like Rodgers. Rodgers had to fly to New York to have Aaron Glenn and the Jets tell him, 2 seconds into a conversation, we don't want you anymore. And Rodgers thought that was disrespectful, and he outlined all the reasons why when he was still doing the McAfee show, which we're not getting anymore, which is on some levels disappointing because he would peel back curtains. And I think guys are more likely to peel back curtains on their own show than they are when they're just at a locker.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like they have a little bit more control of the situation.
But also sometimes peeling back curtains upsets teammates and coaches and things like that and fans. So
now, I was bummed out when the Roethlisberger show ended because it was great for you, great for the station, great for me and Joe coming on after you guys. And generally speaking, made things very dramatic around the Steelers, which, you know, was good for business.
So Rodgers has cut out that drama. There's not really a lot of drama at all for Metcalf. It didn't end ugly there. He wasn't at loggerheads with Seattle. He saw an opportunity to get some more money. Seattle wants to pay Smith and Jigba eventually. And they've done a good job of finding some wide receivers lately. Mm-hmm. And it just made sense for all parties involved. Like, I don't think anybody's mad. Like, I don't think DK Metcalf's like Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison, and he's putting lipstick on listening to ELO, and he's got like a list up on a dartboard of people who he hates with the Seahawks. You know, I don't think that's the case. But to say it's just another game, it's not. You know, one organization your entire life, they draft you, they believe in you. They thought getting a second-round pick justified trading you. Mm-hmm. On some level, they looked at him as disposable or expendable. And that would be the chip on my shoulder if I were him. And I do think he's... One thing this guy is that we've learned is he is very, very professional, buttoned up, savvy, and polished. He, to me... I'm not going to say he plays like this guy. But DK Metcalf is the closest thing the Steelers have had as a wide receiver to Larry Fitzgerald, where he lets his play on the field do the talking. He gets all kinds of credibility with the people around him for how he goes about his business. And yeah, like one difference is he'll get in people's faces on the field, like his emotions, he'll run hot. I mean, look at some of the videos that are out there of him
barking
at Jalen Ramsey when he played for Seattle and Ramsey was with the Rams.
Like, he's a fiery guy.
He'll do that.
Wants to be.
But there's not a diva bone in this guy's body.
Well, I said that coming out of Monday. I said it was like watching George Pickens as far as the physicality and the skill set without any of the downside. Like what, a light beer, right? Great taste, less filling, and you don't feel like when DK Metcalf goes several plays without really seeing the ball because of the scheme maybe or because of coverages rolled his way,
yeah,
that the camera operators and the directors in the TV truck are going to say, get me an ISO on number four. I want to see if he's flipping out. He just did his thing.
Does Sunday feel like a light beer day for you with temperatures being pretty hot and a little bit of humidity out there too? Have you moved on from light beers, or do you think light beers still have their place in the beer ecosystem?
Light beers absolutely have their place in the beer ecosystem.
And Sunday feels like a marathon day where you'd have to pace yourself because you'd start early and you'd go late.
Yeah, you know what Sunday actually feels like is a non-alcoholic day because Alex works all day. And it's
yes, I know that you have a situation now where you have to be a responsible adult. I'm saying put yourself back in your 20s and you're in the Donnie Nasty Boy clique and you're going to the game.
That's a light beer day. You've got to think like a veteran. Even if you're only 22, 23 years old, you've got to think like a 10-year legal drinker there.
Charlie, are you still a light beer guy? As a bartender, do you scoff at light beers or do you think light beers still have their place?
Light beers definitely have their place. They're just not my cup of tea.
One of my favorite
moves. What would be your cup of tea?
Yeah, he's a porters guy, I bet. Stouts.
You're drinking porters if you're tailgating at 9 a.m.?
No. If I'm tailgating at 9 a.m. and it's still...
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This type of weather? I'm still on the Kona Big Wave train. It is a lighter beer, but it's not like Miller Lighter.
Malzy, talk to me like I'm 15 years old and I've never had a beer before. What is the Kona Blue Wave?
It's just a Hawaiian.
I've heard of Kona Ice.
No. It's a Hawaiian brewery, Kona Brewing, and it's just like their flagship like lager, like regular lager beer, like your Budweiser, your Sam Adams Boston Lager. Oh, it's light, but here's my point. You know what always made me laugh when I would go to any bar where it was more of a fancy beer bar? You would have maybe one or two light beers on tap, right? And then you would have somebody who would come in, and I saw this happen, and I always thought, what's going through the bartender's head? They would order a bottled light beer and ask for a glass. So here
people do that.
I know, but that's just so... Just get it out of the tap. If it's a good bar, they probably keep their taps better.
You know what my grandmother's move was at bars? My grandmother's move was to ask for half a beer.
Half of a beer?
You ever have that happen?
I've had people come in and just say, can I have a taste of that and a taste of that? Because you're not... You don't charge people if they just want a sample. And there would be this old guy who would always come in and get, can I have a sample of the Miller Lite? I'm like,
it's Miller Lite,
it's Miller
bro.
Lite. I think you know what it tastes like, big dog.
But I'm like, I'm not going to say no.
So he would just sample every beer you had on tap?
It was just Miller Lite. He would come in, get a crock of French onion soup, a sample of the Miller Lite.
A little dab of Miller Lite.
How much
French
was in the sample?
Soup.
Like a shot worth or more than it
literally, you take a shot glass and you fill up the shot glass. So people can either.
So he would drink a shot of Miller Lite while eating soup.
Correct. Old man Bob.
Simple existence.
Old man. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, they I've do had, that at like craft breweries now, though, where you can get like a half pour. You know, you've got your half pours, your sampler pack pours, all that stuff.
It wasn't
I
until
that.
I came out here where I've seen people like pour salt and pepper in their beer.
I've never seen people actually just physically pour that in their beer. Everyone in the YouTube chat wants to know where you bartend now. I'm not divulging that information, Charlie.
But if Charlie wants to do that, he can.
You can, but I'm not divulging that information.
We have advertised on in the company before, so I think I'm allowed to say it.
Okay, go ahead.
Pine Creek Public House in Allison Park, across the street from the get-go.
I just thought you might not want to have people coming in while you're trying to work, like going, hey, Charlie, love you in the YouTube comments, brother.
Oh, no, I have a wedding to pay for. If they want to come in and tip, go. You're more than welcome to come by on Tuesdays for Taco Tuesday.
The guy that called in and wanted to rain on everybody's parade at the start of the show.
Yes.
Did say something that's factually accurate about Rodgers and Metcalf from the Jets game. Air yards per target is a stat. How far did the ball travel on average when Aaron Rodgers threw the ball to DK Metcalf? Do you want to take a wild guess on what the number is?
How many targets did he have?
But he caught four and dropped two.
So there's six targets.
So there's
right?
six or seven targets, I would
and
think.
And this is air yards past the line of scrimmage. Like, you
I
know,
mean, if he threw it behind the line of scrimmage, it would count as a negative.
Right, okay. So I think that the average on six for depth of target or air yards per to target is three.
Yeah, 3.2.
Because the one Metcalf dropped was like probably 2 or 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. The one he caught and then ran a long way with on the right side of the formation was about the same distance. He caught a screen and ran 30 yards with it. That
somebody
was 1 yard if
somebody
that.
Texted in when after that guy called in to just try to be, you know, Debbie Downer and pointed out that that was the lowest of Metcalf's entire career. So one thing that I got to be honest, it did not feel this way watching the game. But it is true that Rodgers threw a lot of short balls, only one throw over 20 yards, and he got rid of the ball in 2.29 seconds. That's like 2021 Ben fast. That's Roethlisberger's last year, hot potato, get it from the center and get the ball out fast. But it didn't feel like watching it like he was doing
a lot
that.
Of it came, a lot of it, I thought, felt like it came within the flow of the offense. Like a couple of those bullet passes over the middle, the one to Freiermuth, that ball's out quick. Like, I don't know how, I didn't do a one, you know, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi on like the touchdown to Austin or the touchdown to Skoranek. But I felt like both of those, the pockets on the move, he just makes the throw in rhythm. It's because they were super efficient, Pony, and he threw four touchdowns. You're not going to think about, like, did he target Metcalf in the way we think he should be targeted? You know what I mean? You're going to think Metcalf caught a ball, left a defender flat-footed, ran for 20 yards. They threw a screen, which was just properly executed, ball on time, ball not where he has to reach for it. Guy overran the play, and he took it 30 more yards. Like, I think when the result is as good as it was unexpectedly, you're a little bit more inclined to give grace to the process.
Here is Andy in Burgettstown. I want to talk to Andy because, as he has stated on our show before, he is the biggest Seahawks fan within like 100 miles radius because he's from the same hometown as former Penn State running back Kurt Warner, who went on to play with the Seahawks back in the 80s. Hello, Andy. Andy?
Oh, no.
Come on, Andy. I just gave you this big buildup here. You're not there. What happened, bro?
He's going to sound like Jerry Seinfeld right
me?
Now.
Me? Well, I'm just...
What is he doing?
I'm incredulous. I'm giving you this nice introduction.
He called in really early in the show, and he might have just been one of those victims of he was still on hold and stepped away from the phone. He had been on hold for a little bit.
Here is Sam in Boston. Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just drove in from Boston. I'm in Expert Talk Radio, but I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have 5 touchdowns because that last pass that he threw, that defensive guy tackled the guy by his shoestring. He was going in the end zone.
Thanks, Sam.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.